Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Play by Play by Kaylee Ryan. Narrated by Kurt Bonham and Elizabeth Hart. Chapter 1. Jace. Have you ever done something accidentally on purpose? You know, pretend that you accidentally forgot to complete a task, when the truth is you didn't want to or didn't have time? I guess that's also called a little white lie, however you want to refer to it. I just committed the crime. She left me no choice. For over a year, I've been asking Samantha Wilson to go out on a date with me. Every time, she turns me down. Although her words say no, I can see it in her eyes. She wants to. She's stuck on this concept that I'm a player. Sure, I played the game on and off the field. Now that I'm retired, I'm ready for more. I want to settle down, and Samantha claims she doesn't believe me. I call bullshit. She wants me, but she's fighting it. I'm just a regular guy. I know it's the fame that scares her. If she could only look past that to see the man, we'd be dating if not married by now. Yes, I know that's a big assumption, but it's also a big deal that she's all I can think about. I can still remember the day I first laid eyes on her. I had just announced my retirement from the NFL and had moved back home to Nashville. I was born and raised in Ohio, but my sister married a musician, and once she started having babies, Mom and Dad couldn't stand the distance. They moved here soon after. I love the city and being close to my family. As soon as I announced my retirement, I put my house in Texas up for sale and headed home. Once I was settled in, it was time to connect with some old friends. Royce Riggins and I went to college together and stayed in touch through the years. I called him once I was settled, and we set up time to have lunch. That's when I saw her. My Sam. With her long brown hair and those big brown eyes, she captured my attention immediately. And although she still thinks I'm playing, I'm not. Sure, in the beginning it was me seeing a beautiful woman and wanting the pleasure of her company. Now, it's more than that. So much more. That brings us to now. I stopped by Royce's office earlier and purposefully left my cell phone on the chair in his office. I wanted it to look as though it fell out of my pocket. The crime I told you about? That was my phone call to his office from my landline asking if I left my phone. Of course, he found it and insisted his assistant, my Sam, could drop it off. Apparently, she was dropping off some contracts and would be in the neighborhood. I knew all of this. He told me already. Hence the reason I left my phone, hoping like hell this was how it would play out. The buzzer sounds, letting me know that someone is at the gate. Showtime. Yes, I say into the intercom. I send up a silent prayer that my sister and brother-in-law Kaysen aren't outside in their yard to hear this go down. I bought a house on their street, along with the rest of the guys in Kaysen's band. It's like our own little village. Kaysen will never cease to give me shit over the beautiful woman who spent time at my place. Not that I really care. He was the same way when it came to my sister Logan. He loves her fiercely and makes no apologies for it.
Hey, player, Sam's voice cracks over the line. I've got your phone.
Thank you, I tell her, buzzing her through. I don't waste time as I rush to the door to greet her. There she is, I smile as she climbs out of her car. Her long tan legs are in a gray pencil skirt that has me thinking about what it would feel like to have them wrapped around my head while I... Her voice interrupts my thoughts.
Earth to Jace,
she laughs, and the sound grips around my heart.
I lost you there for a minute.
She takes three more steps and she's standing in front of me.
Here's your phone. You know, you might want to keep a better eye on this thing, player. Losing it will surely interfere with your hookup game, she teases.
Samantha, I shake my head. How many times do I have to tell you? There is no hooking up. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah.
The smile on her face as she shakes her head in disbelief tells me she thinks I'm teasing. I can prove it.
Yeah, how?
Come inside.
Oh, no, she chuckles. I'm not falling for the come inside so I can seduce you play. I thought you had more game than that, Andrews.
Frustrating woman. Let me show you. Her eyes stray to my cock that's hard and getting harder by the second with her eyes on me. She swallows hard.
I'm good.
Samantha. I reach out, placing my finger under her chin, lifting her gaze to mine. Please. I promise I'll be on my best behavior. I have something to show you. And before you spout off something about my cock, that's not it. Please, let me show you. And if you want to leave after that, I'll let you go without a complaint. For tonight, that is. I'm not giving up on her that easily. I know without a doubt she's the one for me.
Jace,
she says with a sigh. She's wavering. Sliding my hand into hers, I hold her gaze. Come with me. I stare into her big brown eyes, willing her to trust me.
5 minutes, she relents. I'll come inside for 5 minutes.
Her voice is stern and settled. But once she sees what I have in store for her, I'm hoping she'll change her mind. Thank you, beautiful. I lean in and kiss her cheek. Follow me. With her hand still clasped tightly in mine, I lead her into my house. This isn't the first time she's been here. I've had get-togethers and insisted that Royce get her here, no matter what he had to do. She's been in my home, but never just the two of us. Close your eyes, I say once we're inside.
Jace,
she starts, but I stop her with another kiss, this time to the corner of her mouth. Please, Sam, trust me. I give her hand a soft squeeze, willing her to do just that. She nods.
Okay.
Her voice is soft, and I know she's worried, but she doesn't need to be. Never with me. Her eyes slide closed, and my heart swells. I'm finally making progress with her. Moving to stand behind her, I push her long locks to one shoulder and place my hands on her hips. I'm right here, I whisper in her ear. She shivers at the contact, and my smile grows. Over a year, Samantha. I've wanted you for over a year. I keep my voice soft as we walk as one into the living room. You ready for your surprise, baby? I ask her. This time, I place a soft kiss just under her ear.
Yes,
she murmurs. Open your eyes, Samantha. She sucks in a breath as she takes in the sight before her.
What is this?
This is our first date.
What?
She breathes. I tighten my arms around her. You're right about me in one aspect. I am a player. She stiffens in my arms. Football was my life from the time I was old enough to hold a ball, and it's still a huge part of who I am, even though I'm retired. I'm playing beautiful, but I always play to win.
What exactly are you planning to win?
She asks, turning her head to look at me from over her shoulder. You. Your heart. I push back a strand of hair that has fallen over her eyes. This isn't a game, but this is my Hail Mary to win you over. Have dinner with me, I say, nodding to the picnic I've arranged on my living room floor.
I can't believe you did all of this. How did you?
She stops.
You didn't accidentally leave your phone at the office, did you?
Nope. I wink at her. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get time with you.
What are we having?
She asks, turning her gaze back to the living room. Chicken salad sandwiches, fresh fruit, and turtle cheesecake for dessert.
How did you?
She starts and stops. I know you, Sam. I've watched you for months, memorizing every detail. I know you love chicken salad from Sanderson's Market. I know that fresh strawberries and grapes are your favorites. And I know that turtle cheesecake is your indulgence.
Chase.
My name is a whisper from her lips. Yeah, baby?
I...
She shakes her head. Moving to stand in front of her, I place my hands on either side of her face. Brown eyes meet blue as I hold her gaze, willing her to say yes. Samantha, will you allow me the honor of your company and have dinner with me?
So formal,
she teases, a blinding smile lighting up her face. I'm not ashamed to admit I'm pulling out the big guns. She nods.
Yes, I'll have dinner with you.
Thank fuck, I mumble, placing a kiss to her forehead. I lead her to the picnic area I have set up in the middle of my living room floor. She puts her hand on my shoulder for balance as she removes her black heels and hikes up her skirt to step up on the platform I've created. Not wearing shoes, I step up next to her and take her hand, helping her sit. Then I take the spot next to her and begin to unpack the picnic basket. I notice there is a slight tremble in my hands. I've played football in front of millions of people. There are pictures of me in nothing but my tight-as-fuck boxer briefs on billboards across the United States, and none of that made me the least bit nervous. Sitting next to a beautiful woman, one who's done nothing but consume my mind for the last year, makes me nervous. She's giving me an opening, and I don't want to mess this up.
Chapter 2. Samantha. I've entered an alternate universe. That's the only explanation for my current situation. I admit I was excited when Royce asked me to stop by Jace's house and deliver his phone that he left in Royce's office. Jace Andrews is every woman's fantasy. At 6'5" with sexy brown hair that you want to run your fingers through, and those blue eyes, it's all enough to have panties dropping. Add the fact that he still works out, and his body is a masterpiece. He has women falling all over him. I can still remember the first time I ever saw him shirtless. Royce's parents had a 4th of July party. I brought my best friend, Carrie. Royce's younger brother, Marshall, met us at the house and drove us to the lake in his truck. As soon as I stepped out of the truck, Jace was there, shirtless, and in nothing but a pair of board shorts. If it hadn't been for Carrie, I would have fallen ass over heels, making a fool of myself. My bestie had my back as she steered me over toward Lena Riggins, Royce's mom. We helped her get the food together, which gave my body time to cool down and for me to get myself in check. He's a huge flirt and a player on and off the field, something he rightfully admitted. He claims he's different now, that I'm different for him. I've heard him tell me that hundreds of times in the last year, but this moment is different from all the times before. He's not acting like the flirty, teasing player I've known him to be. Today, he's something more. Is this turf? I ask, taking a seat on the blanket spread out on his living room floor.
Yep. We can't have a picnic without grass. And it's too cold outside for a picnic. So I improvised.
Improvised? Jace, there is a huge platform in the middle of your living room covered in turf. There are clouds hanging from your ceiling that I'm pretty sure wasn't blue the last time I was here. I take in the room and am in awe at the effort he's put into this. The wooden platform is covered in turf. There is a small tree in a huge flower pot and smaller pots of flowers sitting off to the side. In the center is a quilt and a picnic basket. The clouds hanging overhead are incredible. Are those lights? I ask, tilting my head back to take them in.
Yes.
You painted your ceiling?
Yes.
I can't believe you did all this. I shake my head as I try to comprehend his efforts.
This is our first date, Sam. That means something. I wanted it to be a moment that neither of us would ever forget.
The player makes a play, I mumble.
First things first,
he says, reaching behind him and grabbing a small cooler. He flips the top and pulls out a bottle of root beer. Not the plastic bottles. No, these are the old-time glass bottles that are hard to find.
This is your favorite, right?
He asks, using a bottle opener to flip off the cap. How did you know that? I ask, taking the bottle from his hand.
You said it once. I don't know where we were, but I remember you saying that you loved them as a kid and it was your favorite, but you didn't see them in stores often.
He explains. I don't know what to say to that, I confess.
Say thank you, Jace.
He grins.
Now, for the main course.
He reaches back into the coolers and pulls out two sandwich bags, containing what I assume are chicken salad sandwiches.
Now take it easy on me. This is my first time making this. I tasted it, but a chef I am not. I made sure to add almonds and red grapes. That's how you like it, right?
Are you stalking me? I ask, my voice rising an octave. I have no idea how in the hell he knows all of this about me. I expect him to laugh or crack a joke, but neither happens.
No, baby, I'm not stalking you. Do I pay attention where you're concerned? You're damn right I do.
I have no words. Anyone who knows me knows that's not me. Jace Andrews has effectively rendered me speechless.
And this?
He reaches back into the cooler, producing a glass container with a plastic lid.
Fresh fruit. I made sure to get extra strawberries and grapes.
He says, pulling the lid off the container and placing it on the blanket in front of us.
I have dip, too.
He says, and his dimples wink at me. This is a lot of work for sex, I blurt. It's cruel, and I regret the words as soon as they leave my mouth.
Samantha,
he sighs.
This isn't about that. I want to date you. I want to spend time with you. Does that count time in my bed? Sure. But that's not all that this is. Surely you can see that.
I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. I just can't seem to wrap my head around what you see in me. You can have any woman you want, yet you're chasing me.
You're the only one I want,
he says, his blue eyes boring into mine. His cell phone rings and he ignores it. You gonna get that? I ask. He sighs, pulls his phone out of his pocket, and hits ignore before tossing it across the room where it lands on the couch.
There is nothing more important than spending time with you.
You make it hard to resist you when you say things like that. His words melt me, and I want to believe him, but it's hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that Jace Andrews wants me. I'm just me.
Good.
He leans in close.
I don't want you to resist me.
I don't want to resist him either. But I also need to feel as though he's giving me his attention for the right reasons. Why me, Jace? I don't understand.
You're the most beautiful woman I've ever laid eyes on. You're funny as hell, and I know without a doubt you'll be a partner. I want someone not afraid to call me on my shit. I also know that if I ever get this...
He places his hand over my heart.
It will be because of love, not the number of zeros in my bank account.
I close the distance and press my lips to his, acting fully on instinct and the way the man makes my heart hammer in my chest. Our lips touch, and goosebumps break out across my skin, just like every other time he's near. Jace breaks the kiss, resting his forehead against mine.
Does this mean you're going to stop fighting me?
He asks softly. I'm not sure. Jace chuckles, his hot breath fanning against my face.
I'm not giving up, Sam.
I don't think I want you to.
Good.
He places a chaste kiss to my lips.
Now I think I promised you dinner.
Pulling away, he reaches into the picnic basket and removes paper plates and napkins and gets to work unwrapping our sandwiches and placing them and a hefty amount of fruit on our plates.
Oh, I almost forgot.
His arm disappears back into the baskets and he produces a bag of garden salsa sun chips, which are also my favorite. Thank you, Jace, I say when he offers me a plate.
Tell me about your day.
He settles back on the blanket and begins to eat, and I begin to tell him about my day. This is a side of Jace I've never seen before. Then again, maybe I've just been too blind to see. I've turned him down more times than I can count to protect my heart. After tonight, I don't know if that's possible anymore. He went beyond my wildest expectations and made this night special. He didn't even know if I would end up here with his phone. He did all of this on the chance that tonight would work out the way he hoped it would. Not only did he convince me to have our first date, but he stole a little piece of my heart, too. Thank you for tonight, I say, as he walks me to the door a few hours later. The stars are shining bright in the night sky. I didn't realize how long I was here, but once we started talking, time just seemed to pass in a blur. We have more in common than I ever realized. We have the same taste in music. I also grew up watching football with my dad, making conversation easy. And tonight, there was nowhere that I would have rather been.
When can we do it again?
He asks, stopping in his foyer. This is going to be hard to top. I smile up at him.
Is that a challenge?
He asks. No, I don't need the theatrics. Just the pleasure of your company.
When?
Jace asks, his voice husky as he leans in close. Whenever you're ready, I confess. I had such a good time with him tonight, and I'm tired of fighting this connection we have. It's too late anyway. My heart is already invested. I'll just have to deal with the pain if this doesn't work out.
Tomorrow night?
He's quick to ask. Tomorrow is the Christmas party at Lena and Stanley's. She'd never forgive me if I missed it.
Shit. I forgot about that. I'll pick you up.
I don't say anything to that. Instead, I think about how it's going to look showing up at my boss's family's Christmas party with his best friend. Royce can be broody at times, and I don't want me being there with Jace to cause problems.
I'll handle Royce,
Jace says, reading my mind.
I'll be at your place around 5:30.
He leans in and kisses me softly.
Give me your keys. I'll go start your car while you're putting your coat on.
You don't have to do that. It will warm up quickly.
I know I don't have to. I want to.
He reaches out and runs his index finger down my cheek.
I want to take care of you.
I don't know what to say, so I hand him my keys and he grins. Sliding into my coat, I let the night wash over me, considering the last few hours. It's funny how things can change in the blink of an eye.
All set?
He asks, coming back into the house. Yes. I stare up at him as he wraps his arms around me, pulling me into a hug.
How'd I do?
He asks. Not bad for a player.
Yeah? Well, lucky for you, my playbook is full.
I throw my head back and laugh. I have no doubt, Jace Andrews. Of that, I have no doubt.
Come on, I'll walk you out.
He leads me to my car with his hand clasped in mine.
Text me when you get home.
Okay.
Drive safe, babe.
He kisses me one more time, just a soft press of his lips against mine before opening my door for me. As I drive away, I glance in the rearview mirror. My face is lit with a smile. And then there's Jace, standing with his arms crossed over his chest. He watches me drive away. My smile grows. What started as a favor to my boss turned into a night I will never forget.
Chapter 3. Jace. I'm 15 minutes early. I couldn't stand another minute staring at the clock, watching as each minute slowly ticked by. I needed to see her. So, here I am, climbing out of my SUV and making my way to her front door.
I raise my hand to knock, but the door swings open before I get a chance.
This another play in your book? Impress me by being early?
I smile at the beauty before me. She's wearing a sweater with black leggings. Her hair hangs down around her shoulders, and she literally takes my breath away. No, I tell her honestly. But I wanted to give you time to put these in water and for us to not be late. I hand her the bouquet of flowers I've been holding behind my back. Her eyes soften.
Well played.
She grins, taking the offered bouquet and smelling them.
Thank you, Jace.
She steps back.
Come on in while I put them in water.
This is the first time I've ever been to her place. I should be taking this opportunity to look around to learn more about her, but I can't tear my eyes away from her. I've wanted Sam for so long, and for the first time in over a year, I feel as though we might be making some progress.
Ready?
She asks, walking toward me. Almost. When she's within reaching distance, I snake my arm around her waist and pull her into my chest. Just need to do one thing first, I say, before my lips descend on hers. The kiss is slow and sweet, but it lights a need inside me all the same. Now we can go, I say, forcing myself to pull my lips from hers.
Yeah,
she says.
We should do that.
She tries to step out of my hold, but that won't do. Do you have everything you need? I ask.
Yes, I just have a box by the door I need to take with us.
What's in the box?
A poinsettia for Lena, and a bottle of bourbon for Stanley.
You trying to make me look bad, baby? I ask. She shrugs.
I still need to fill out the cards. I can add your name to them.
You ready for the meaning of that?
I don't know,
she replies, as I bend and lift the box into my arms. When you're ready, you let me know. Shifting the box to one arm, I lace my fingers with hers and step outside. I wait for Sam to lock the door before guiding her to my SUV. I left it running so it would be warm. I quickly open the back door and place the box inside, before moving to open her door for her.
You know, you don't need to do all of this to impress me.
Do all of what? I ask, confused.
The flowers, carrying boxes, opening doors? I already agreed to go with you.
Nodding for her to climb in the SUV, she does as I ask. Quickly, I shut the door to ward off the chill of the evening air and race around the front. Once I'm inside, I turn to look at the woman who has captured my attention. I'm not trying to impress you, Samantha. I'm trying to treat you like you deserve to be treated. I know you don't have a very high opinion of me, but I'm more than some dumb jock who plays on and off the field. I'm a man who desires your company. That's it. This is me. It's who I am. You'll have to learn to take it or leave it. I hate that I'm being harsh with her, but I don't know what it's going to take to prove to her that this is real. Strapping on my seatbelt, I back out of her drive. Neither of us speaks a word until the home of my best friend's parents, Lena and Stanley Riggins, comes into our view. I'm sorry, we say at the same time. She reaches over and places her hand on my arm.
I'm sorry, Jace. I'm being unfair. This is just surreal to me that you, Jace Andrews, want to be with me.
Sam, I've been trying to get you to go on a date with me for over a year. How is this a surprise? She closes her eyes and takes a deep breath.
I never once thought you were being serious. I thought it was just another play for you to execute, that you were simply trying to convince the girl who turns you down to say yes. I'm sorry,
she says again.
You did nothing to deserve that, and to be honest, I have reason to think that way. I've let the fact that you're a professional football player, or were, get to my head.
Why?
I just didn't think that a man like you, dripping with sex appeal, would want a woman like me. I'm nothing like the models or other celebrities I've seen on your arm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?